Cook Islander Lisa Sadarakis' study examining the incidence of sexual harassment within the hospitality sector in her home country has sparked an important conversation about the island nation's tourism industry. The Auckland University of Technology researcher interviewed 32 male and female hospitality workers and found that sexual harassment was widespread, and in extreme cases, it's prompted some staff to resign.
I spoke to one bar manager who had explained to me that she had lost a number of staff because of this issue, because they were having to deal with customers harassing them on a regular basis.
Tourism is the backbone of the Cook Islands economy, so news that inappropriate behaviour by visiting tourists towards local workers has taken many by surprise. And Ms Sadarakis says the stories she's been told by those who took part in her study amount to a wake-up call.
For example, pinching of the buttocks, touching breasts, unwanted physical contact, sexual gestures, staring was a common example that employees gave, visitors asking our frontline employees what they were doing afterwards, you know, for dates, and then also sexual remarks, so comments about physical appearance was also another common example that participants gave.
Many studies have been carried out into the sexual harassment of hospitality workers elsewhere in the world. And Ms Sadarakis says it's clear now that, like many other countries, Cook Islands has fallen victim to tourists who act very differently when on holiday compared to their behaviour at home.
So this was around a perception that when visitors go on holiday, they leave their morals and their manners behind. So this behaviour is basically because they're on holiday, they're away from home, and they have this sense of anonymity and behave in a manner that perhaps they wouldn't if they were back at home.
Lisa Sadarakis' research is the first of its kind in the Cooks, whose people are known for being friendly and outgoing. Cultural dances in particular have prompted the most concern. And Ms Sadarakis says the way that traditional dances have been turned into commodities could be one factor influencing the behaviour of visitors.
The style and the technique and movements of our dance, describing it, you know, different words, so seductive and provocative were some of the common words that were being used to describe our dance, and also the costumes that are being worn today. So participants talked about how our costumes today are very revealing and, you know, very skimpy and compared to the conservative costumes that were perhaps worn in the past.
Ms Sadarakis' research is very specific to Cook Islands, but it has raised the question of whether unwanted advances towards hospitality workers is just as much a problem in other Pacific countries. The chief executive of the South Pacific Tourism Organisation, Christopher Cocker, says although there is little to indicate that sexual harassment is a major problem in the Pacific, the findings out of Cook Islands should serve as a warning to tourism authorities across the region.
This issue of sexual harassment and behaviour towards hospitality workers is still a very green area. Anything to do with like sexual harassment is such a taboo subject in the Pacific, and women usually are not able to share that. Women are highly respected in our Pacific culture, and also it's just not part of our values. To me, sexual harassment should not happen, and it's not accepted in our Pacific Island countries.
Mr. Cocker says when you add alcohol into the mix, it's no surprise that obnoxious behaviour from tourists is turning some people off from working in the hospitality industry.
Won't be surprised that may be happening in the tourism industry, because the nature of the tourism industry, you have performers performing, whether probably the Cook Islands or in French Polynesia. And also, you know, you have bars serving alcohol, etc. And most likely it will happen because of people being intoxicated. The countries need to work with their tourism industry. And when I say countries, whether it's government, each country has their Ministry of Women and Women Affairs. I say that a lot of our hospitality workers are women, and develop policies and regulations to safeguard the employees from such cases.
Along with solid policies to safeguard victims of sexual harassment, Chris Cocker says there also needs to be greater awareness among the tourists who choose to visit the Pacific.
They want to experience our Pacific Islands, enjoy it, but also they must respect it. Some of the countries also do that. In some of their brochures, etc., there's tips on how to respect the culture, etc. But also I think there is a responsibility of educating the tourists on the area of sexual harassment. Disciplinary measures should be conducted in terms of situations like that.
Meanwhile, Lisa Sadarakis' research has been taken on board by the Cook Islands Tourism Corporation. They've announced a reviewing of industry policies and practices in an effort to stamp out the harassment problem before it gets any worse.